Sharon Bira told more than 150 traditional leaders attending the conference that chiefs remain concerned that the draft constitution did not adequately empower them so they can continue to do their traditional roles like land redistribution. He said the chiefs, who will be addressed by President Robert Mugabe tomorrow, will continue to push the three governing political parties in the government to fine-tune some of the clauses they feel are eroding their traditional powers. He said the traditional leaders will be given the draft constitution at the ongoing conference, adding they will be asked to go out and campaign for a yes vote, regardless of the draft's shortcomings.
Everyone will get a copy. Every chief right now or today will get a copy of that draft with a view you would line my chiefs to go in campaign for a yes vote. But that does not preclude us from raising certain issues which we believe that we should still fine-tune. As they say, we do not throw away the baby with the bathwater.
The conference, which ends Saturday, will see the chiefs discuss, among other issues, the state of the economy, culture, corruption, and the distribution of agricultural inputs to communal farmers under the Presidential Well-Wishers Farming Input Scheme. On elections, Sharon Bira said it is important that the country runs a violent, free and credible poll that will be accepted by everyone involved. He said African culture dictates that people should love one another and live in harmony.
It will be, as part of our resolution, I can tell you, making very clear, unequivocal statements that no to elections that are characterized by violence. To them are very peaceful elections in this country. That is the African culture. African culture is that of harmony and peace, unity.
The chiefs' annual conference comes at a time the government is probing a number of chiefs in Masvingo for allegedly selling farming inputs donated to villagers by President Mugabe. The probe has already claimed the scalp of acting chief Phineas Makore, who has since been suspended by local government minister Ignatius Chombo for abusing the scheme. Chief Mnodawa Famurinye is also alleged to have abused the facility. He denies any wrongdoing, laying the blame on his aides. Several ZANPF bigwigs in the province are also under probe for allegedly abusing the same facility. Reporting for Studio 7 from Masvingo, this is Obed Pepkai.